One of the world's biggest education companies says it will release all of its books for the United States college market in digital form first. This breaks from traditional publishing and from the more costly paper versions of college textbooks. Pearson, a British company, provides textbooks, class materials, and testing. In recent years, changes in the U.S. market have hurt Pearson's sales and profits as more students are trying to save money by buying used textbooks. Pearson's sales have dropped each of the last 5 years. Thousands of people have lost their jobs, and the long-time business had to sell parts of the company to rebuild. But now there is good news for the company's business. Earlier this year, it said it was offering less costly digital versions of their textbooks. The company aims to see its sales grow in 2020. John Fallon, Pearson's chief executive, told the Reuters news agency, "I am increasingly confident and excited about this. Going forward, all future releases of its 1,500 current U.S. titles will be digital first. The company will update the books whenever there are new developments in the area of study. Most printed textbooks are updated every 3 years. Pearson's current e-books cost about $40. Students can pay $79 for extra learning tools connected to the e-books. Printed textbooks usually cost around $110, but can cost as much as $300. Pearson's leaders believe the change to digital first will help the company have more predictable earnings because students may have less of a reason to buy used books. Pearson said 62% of its earnings now comes from digital or digital-enabled products and services. The move to digital will also help the company cut costs. Fallon said the change gives him the belief he can stabilize the U.S. college business and start growing his company's profits once again. I'm Ann Ball.